This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show us straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin's live convention coverage is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. Check out SaveMeTomorrowToday.com. From Philly, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil, Jay, good morning. Put on James Brown, I feel good, because I see black people this week. It has been, of course, we're at the Democratic National Convention, kicked off on yesterday, jam-packed here. But I got to say this, Tom, I miss Cleveland. Because it was so easy getting into the Quicken Loans Arena. Man, trying to get into this joint here. We getting all our steps in, Sybil. I mean, I'm sitting there cussing folk out left and right is so far trying to get to this stadium. But we are here. Yesterday, huge day, lots of drama. Of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, chair of the Democratic National Committee, has resigned. Donna Brazile stepped in as the interim chair. They have to deal with that. Senator Sanders yesterday, Tom, talking to his delegates at the convention center. Hell, they booed him when he was trying to talk about Hillary Clinton. They were booing folks on the inside. They were booing Congressman Elijah Cummings. These Bernie Sanders people, they need to get some breakfast or something, because my goodness, they look fired up. But I tell you right now, when the first lady walked out there, wasn't nobody stupid enough to boo, because black folks would have whooped some ass here in the Wells Fargo Center had they booed the first lady. I'm just letting y'all know how it goes. She gave a phenomenal speech, and she flat out talked about the issue of trust.
In this election, there is only one person who I trust with that responsibility. Only one person who I believe is truly qualified to be president of the United States, and that is our friend Hillary Clinton.
Then, of course, when she dropped a slave reference in her speech.
Generations of people who felt the lash of bondage, the shame of servitude, the sting of segregation, but who kept on striving and hoping and doing what needed to be done, so that today I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves.
Hey, then of course, Senator Cory Booker, he must have had some good grits, because man, he was preaching.
We will not surrender our ideas. We will not surrender the moral high ground. Here in Philadelphia, let us declare again that we will be a free people, free from fear and intimidation. Let us declare again that we are a nation of interdependence, and that in America, love always trumps hate. Let us declare.
Then, of course, Bernie Sanders stepped into the microphone, and he made it clear he is 100% behind Hillary Clinton.
By these measures, any objective observer will conclude that based on her ideas and her leadership, Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States.
Then, of course, Senator Elizabeth Warren, she got the pimp powder for Donald Trump.
What kind of a man roots for an economic crash that cost millions of people their jobs, their homes, their life savings? What kind of a man cheats students, cheats investors, cheats workers? Well, I'll tell you what kind of a man. A man who must never be president of the United States.
And leave it to the First Lady to smack Trump as well.
How we explain that when someone is cruel or acts like a bully, you don't stoop to their level. No, our motto is, when they go low, we go high.
And she also made it clear, she said, you got to do more than just use 140 characters, Tom. It was, of course, so by the time of the end of the night, you had a lot more unity. Here was the key. When Bernie Sanders spoke, it took a while for him to speak because of the rousing applause. That was a way for his supporters to be able to show their love and appreciation. And so I don't think you're going to actually see a lot of the drama that we saw yesterday. I caught up with a number of Black Caucus members as well. But here's what Reverend Jesse Jackson said. He said the discord in 1968 allowed Richard Nixon to slide in. The discord between Kennedy supporters and Carter supporters in 1980 allowed Reagan to slide in. He said Democrats, African Americans, and others cannot afford to have discord between Bernie Sanders and Clinton allow Donald Trump to slot into the Oval Office. And so they all say by the end of this week, you should be able to have a lot more unity. Of course, Bill Clinton will be speaking, Vice President Joe Biden, of course, President Barack Obama will be speaking on Wednesday, and of course, Thursday, Secretary Hillary Clinton. So a little rocky to start, but bottom line, Tom, the Democrats are saying this is the Democratic process. You let people have their say. And so quite interesting.
When does Reverend Jackson speak?
I don't have the list because you know, Democrats are a wee bit disorganized. They're just sending out, matter of fact, Jay might get added to the speaker's list second because they're just sort of just dropping folks on. And so we'll find out certainly when he is going to address this crowd. And I got to say this here, and I keep saying this here. I don't understand why Democrats do not let President Jimmy Carter speak. I don't understand that. Tom, the man been married 70 years. He has earned the right to speak, been married to his wife 70 years. Plus he's 91 years old. The man beating back brain cancer. Come on now.
Okay,
I
get the brain cancer, but what about his being married for 70 years? He's earned the right to speak?
Tom, 70 years? 7-0, Tom. 7-0. I didn't say 7 years. 70.
How many years have you been married, Roland?
I've been married 15. Okay. But 70, look, that ain't 50, Tom. That ain't 60. That's 7-0. Let that man speak. He's 91 years old. He can say, hell, but he looked younger than Bernie Sanders.
He does.
He really does.
All right, Roland.
Good job,
and if
Roland.
I take one more selfie, Lord, I'm telling you, Tom, there's so many black people here. Lord, this is straight up Essence Fest.
You asked for it.
You asked for it.
We here.